because of the musical, Becky's been to see quite a few different ones, haven't you? To get some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And what one was your favourite?
Avenue Q.
And we have some of the cast of Avenue Q with us today. How excited are you?
I am so excited.
We have Princeton, hello.
Hi.
Kate Monster.
Hello there.
Hi. And the Bad Idea, Bears.
Yeah!
Hi. Hi. Actually in the studio with us now. Some people think we've gone mad on the text, but it's fine.
Why?
Because you're puppets.
What?
You're puppets.
So are you.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I'm a Muppet. You're a
Muppet. Ah, that's the difference.
So, welcome to our show. Is Avenue Q a true story?
Yes, it really happened.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a story of us.
Yeah. Run us through what happens in the show, please.
Princeton, go.
Okay, it's about me. I moved to Avenue Q, and it's about me finding my purpose in life, really. And I meet all these great characters living on Avenue Q, and I fall in love with Kate Monster.
Oh, Princeton.
Yeah. Oh, it is quite sweet, actually.
Yeah.
That's kind of the nice love story bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a love story bit in our musical as well. Do you think they're important?
Yes, of course.
Do you think every good musical should have one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Becky's slightly uncomfortable with our one, aren't you?
Well, in our one, I appear to be in love with everybody.
Yeah.
I think I should just choose one and just stick with it.
Yeah. You're like Lucy.
Yes.
In our show.
Absolutely.
Actually, when the one that doesn't speak saw your show, he went, "Oh, that's your character."
You mean the stripper?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can't say her name.
No,
we can't say her name.
No.
If you've seen the show, you know what we're saying. Do you get uncomfortable being on stage every night? Because you two do get quite intimate at one stage, don't you?
Well, yes, we do. Our parents haven't seen it.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, that would be weird if they were in the
audience. Yeah, that would be weird.
There really is a lot going on between you two at one point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scott.
Not here. And the Bad Idea Bears, tell us what your role is, please.
Well, we just want to influence everyone to have a good time.
Yeah, have a great time.
Drink more beer.
Yeah.
You know, don't work. You know, stuff like that, really. Just bad ideas.
Yeah. See, I think they're already in my life.
I'm thinking I must have had a few beers already at the moment.
You're in everyone's life.
You're in my life going, drink more wine. Go on, it's great.
Yeah.
What else do you think makes a good musical? What makes a good musical, do you think?
What makes Avenue Q a good musical?
Any.
Well, singing, laughs, bit of dancing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kay Monster?
I think I make a good musical.
Just on your own.
All about you. Kate Monster, yeah. Scott Mills and Kate Monster, I can see it now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that works.
I can see that.
What are you?
That's nice. Scott and Kate.
Scott and Kate.
Yeah, Scott and Kate.
Now, if you haven't seen the show, here are a few highlights from Avenue Q, the ones that we can play, because some of the songs are a little bit rude, aren't they?
Yes,
they are.
There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend. There's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. Count on me to always be beside you every day, to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way, and as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
Hello, if you just switched on to Radio 1, Mick has and says, "What the hell is going on?" I guess if you had just switched on, then it would be a bit weird.
Yeah, Mick needs to come and see the show.
At the moment, I'm talking to some puppets. from Avenue Q. Now, if I can just ignore you guys for a moment and talk to the people who are really actually doing all the work.
Really?
This is Daniel, who plays Princeton, and Julie, okay, Monster, Rachel and Mark, the Bad Idea Bears. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's you. Now, you operate the puppets each night, which must be quite good fun.
Yeah.
It is.
It's
kind of weird.
It does hurt.
Yeah. Does it hurt?
Imagine holding your arm up for 2 hours without putting it down.
It's like a small bag of shopping, which is all right when you set off, but then, you know, when you've been doing it for 2 hours.
Yeah. Now, if you haven't seen this show, you're kind of on stage alongside the puppets. We see you as well, which takes a while to get your head around when you first see it. Yeah. But you're not hiding behind a screen or anything. You're actually there with the puppet working.
Yeah. No, we're not in black lycra. I don't think we need to explain that.
They are in grey jersey, though, which isn't great. So.
Yeah, why do they make you wear those grey jerseys?
I think because it's not black. It's sort of charcoal grey. It's like you are allowed to look at us, but not too much.
Yeah. Do you take them home and play with them? Because I would if I had those puppets.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah, we're not allowed.
You know.
Yeah, they've got high security.
Yes. I also like it that when you go backstage, there's like hundreds of different versions of them, all in different clothes, and some of them are naked and some of them are wearing that's weird. Very strange. Becky went to see this show the other week and decided that our musical needs puppets puppets as well, because she loved it so much.
Absolutely.
So she's bought some. If you could just let us know what you think of these for our musical.
Mine look rubbish now compared. Yeah, they look a lot less painful. I got a little tiny Jack and the Beanstalk one.
Where do you put your hand?
Where do you?
You know their finger only.
The finger only.
This is me. And then Scott.
Yeah.
And this is
you Chappers. Need to give the audience magnifying glass.
Big ogre.
The audience, I'm not going to see them, are they?
No.
Well, demonstrate to the guys how you think it would work on stage.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Becky.
Ooh.
I haven't really worked on much
that's
of a script.
That was very polite laughter.
Yeah. Well, it's not as good as your show, to be fair.
I have an idea, though. If you still want puppets, right? Stop waving them at me.
Of course I want puppets.
Right. Well, you two are actually going to be on stage, aren't you, during this musical, but you aren't going to be playing yourselves.
Right,
but you will be on stage.
Yeah, we're going to be in
so
it.
So I'm thinking you could be kind of human puppets and just be worked by these guys here.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah?
Right. So
they would work you, they would decide what you would say, and they could. Well, I don't know how you want to work them, but I mean, you know, kind of.
Would we be allowed to like move their arms? And
move their arms and move their mouth. Yeah.
Know,
do you want to
touch each other?
Yeah. Do you want to practice? Do you want to practice with Becky?
Okay.
If you work,
can we try it?
Yeah. If you work, Becky.
If you go around there, Becky.
As long as I don't have to put my hand in.
No.
I don't think it's the same. Don't
it's
not the
not
same
the
as
same
your.
Type of puppeteer.
No, it's not.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm no expert.
Okay. So Becky, if you just like sit there,
go limp.
Right. Just go limp. This is quite good.
No, can you do her voice and she opens her mouth?
Yeah, Julie. If you just move Becky's mouth open and shut and do her voice.
So literally.
Yeah, like that.
We are filming this, by the way. I should just point this out.
This will be at Radio 1 Online later. And then just say whatever you wanted to say, really.
Hello. It's kind of a
very deep voice. Would it help if you had a script?
Do you want a script?
Do you want a script? Right, we do have a script available, which involves you and Becky as puppets.
Brilliant.
Okay. So we're going to try this out in a second. All right, I'll tell you what then. Have you got the script?
The script is around.
All right, I'm going to play MGMT and Kids.
I don't know who looks more scared in this studio.
Yeah.
And then we'll work on your brilliant idea. We're with the cast of Avenue Q.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Becky has decided she wants puppets in Scott Mills the musical. Chappers thinks the puppets should probably be us.
Well, no, I also think it's then a way of not sort of exposing your limited acting talent to the audience.
I've been in Hollyoaks.
It's a bit mean.
Well, yeah.
5 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of using people with the actual technique and ability and kind of helping you out.
Okay, so let's see if this works. We've got Daniel and Julie, who normally operate puppets every night in Avenue Q in London's busy West End. They're Princeton and Kate Monster, but today they are me and Becky. So how does this work, Chappers?
Well, basically, you should have a script in front of you, haven't you?
Yep.
And they will operate you and will do your voices as well.
Okay, so we just... what do we do?
Right.
Just go really limp and loose?
You're now in their hands, really.
Okay, and then what, do you just push us to do whatever we do? Okay.
Yeah.
Just like puppets.
So natural.
Yeah, we're really good. Okay, I'm relaxing. Shall we just go with this, do we?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So here's the script. Okay.
So, here I am in my flat, all on my own. What am I going to do? Who could be coming around at this time of night?
Hi, Scott.
Becky, what are you doing here?
I need to talk to you, Scott.
Oh, what is it?
Scott,
I love you.
What?
What's that arm doing? Didn't move that. What? Where are we? I've always loved you, Scott.
Crikey!
And I know you love me too.
Do I?
Shall I put some music on? You're a big fan of show tunes, I see.
Becky, I've got something to tell you.
And you have a lot of Madonna CDs too.
Becky.
Wow, I've never seen so many posters of Zac Efron.
Becky!
I know. I love you too. Kiss me, Scott.
Becky?
Get the lipstick.
Oh my
kiss
god.
Kiss me!
Okay.
They kiss. No. Gotta make them kiss. Longer than that.
That was uncomfortable.
What
did you
think?
What?
What did you think?
I'm not sure I liked it.
Try again. I'll have a mint first. They kiss.
There we are. Wow, that was brilliant. I don't think we're cut out to be puppets, really. Can we knock this idea on the head?
Yeah, I think I might just have to go and be sick, actually.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
What did you think of Chappers' human puppets idea? It wasn't the best, was it?
Yeah, terrible. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, you would. So we're going to go back to plan A, I think.
Which is?
Thank you. Well, just not doing that scene. Believe me, that won't be in the musical, but that will be up, because lots of people are saying we want to see that. It'll be up at Radio 1 Online, won't it, Internet Sam? When will that be? Tomorrow? Okay, good. So just keep checking back at Radio 1 Online, and you can see me and Becky's weird puppet love scene. Is it true that... When if there's a fire alert, the puppets have to be saved first at Avenue Q.
Of course!
Yeah.
Is that true? In the theatre, if there's ever a fire, the puppets leave before you.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Okay, good. Loads of people who have seen the show saying they absolutely love it and loving having you in today. Like Lucy and Laura and Joanne in a traffic jam, who've all seen the show and love it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in today. And you're on every night, pretty much, in London's glittering West End. Mm-hmm. What theatre is it?
The Gielgud Theatre on Jasper Avenue.
Oh, good.
All
right.
Together now.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. I'm going to stop this before it gets a little bit too weird. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
It's 5:02 on Radio 1. Here's a news and sport update with Tulip and Mark.